You're listening to Arts and More on WMUK. When Spanish rock band Lalo Kira lost the bid for NPR's Tiny Desk concert contest 2 months ago, it didn't look good. But that loss turned into publicity gold for the Goshen, Indiana group when they were picked up by another NPR show, Alt Latino. Just like Alt Latino itself, Lalo Kira doesn't play your traditional Latin music fare. It's a pop rock band fused with elements of jazz, country, and other influences. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel spoke with lead singer Rafael Chavez before Lalo Kira's concert on Thursday at Bell's Brewery. Chavez says the band tries to make their sound accessible for an audience that might not always understand the lyrics.
I grew up in Mexico where, you don't grow up knowing English, for instance. Yet, you learn to like the music that comes from, the United States or England. It's because the music is the thing that catches your ear. You know, you don't necessarily understand what they're saying, yet you kind of fall in love with the music. And then because you're so into the music, then you start doing some research yourself and trying to find the meaning of the song, you know? So, that's one of, the experiences that we want people from here, from the United States, that speak English only. We want them to have that experience.
Now, obviously, we're talking here together in English. You know, why did you make that decision to sing in Spanish?
Spanish is my first language, of course. It's the way that I can express myself more clearly. It was just that thing that it seemed obvious at the time, you know? I mean, it was easier to talk about things in Spanish, you know? And I just thought it was the logical thing to do. I don't think there was a moment where I was like, oh, we're going to sing in Spanish.
I don't know if you ever watched the TV show Scrubs.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I always think about the episode where Carla, the nurse, she has this horrible nightmare. And the only reason that it's a nightmare is because she's dreaming in English instead of Spanish. You know, she always used to dream in Spanish. You know, you think inside your head in Spanish, and it's just easier to translate that to the music.
Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely a true life experience. Me compré unos papeles y agarré un buen trabajo
de tercer turno. So let's talk about the song that you submitted to NPR's Tiny Desk concert. Unfortunately, you guys did not win the contest, but that did lead to an appearance on Alt Latino.
The song that we played is one of our newer songs. It talks about the current immigrant policies, and it's a tough thing, you know, to come here and then not knowing the language first of all, and then dealing with the fear of getting caught, you know. Sort of being treated like a criminal without doing anything wrong necessarily, you know, aside from violating those specific rules that apply to people that come into the United States illegally.
It seems like part of that song actually comes from, am I right that it comes from your experience?
Yeah, it was definitely, the song kind of came to be. I started thinking of myself, I lived in the United States as an undocumented immigrant for a long time, and it was a hard thing to do, you know? I mean, having to work in school and going to college with not knowing if it had a purpose, you know, or being afraid of maybe tomorrow someone will find me and then they'll deport me. And it was tough. So that's kind of the song came to be, you know, and thinking of all the friends that you make and people that you know that live the same way, and they still live in fear, you know, up until today, you know, those people don't have the same luck. So.
And that was Rafael Chavez of Lalo Kira talking to WMUK's Rebecca Thiel. The Spanish rock band will play a free show at Bell's Brewery on Thursday night at 9. To hear a longer interview with Chavez, visit our website.